The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, things keep changing, just keep changing. On this mass thing, lockdowns, yesterday, in a sudden turn, and I mean it was a sudden turn, The day before yesterday, on Tuesday, the President of the United States is meeting in Washington, D.C. with fully vaccinated people in the Oval Office, and they're all wearing masks because, well, that's what science says they need to do. They were asked, Mr. President, you're all fully vaccinated. Why are you all wearing masks? Well, because that's the science, you know. That was Tuesday. Wednesday, you take the mask off if you're fully vaccinated. You don't need to wear a mask inside, outside, with people who are vaccinated, with people that are not vaccinated. It's okay. And then Governor DeWine on Tuesday said, on June 2nd, we're going to lift the mandate. You can take the mask off on June 2nd. But then the CDC said yesterday, you take your mask off. And so the CDC and Ohio were in contradiction to each other. And today, about 3:30, Governor DeWine said, now we're changing it now. And here in Ohio, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. The problem is, in the little bit of research that I've been able to do, most of the big companies, Giant Eagle, Kroger, Home Depot, Lowe's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they said, we're not changing. It was, you know, all the employees have to wear masks, and if you come into our business, you got to wear a mask. And my question is, why? And so I sent out this question to our listeners. How are you going to respond? If you are fully vaccinated, the CDC in the state of Ohio says you don't need to wear a mask, but you walk up to Kroger and right there on the door it says you can't come in without a mask. What are you going to do? I am genuinely interested in your response. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And right now I've got one phone line available, and I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Next up, but first in this hour, we're going to go to Logan, Ohio, and talk to Gary. Hey, Gary, welcome. How are you today?
Sir, I am well.
Wait. Are you talking to me with a mask on?
I am driving. I wear a mask when I must only.
Okay. All right. You're driving. Well, be safe. All right. All right. What are your thoughts on all this?
Okay. Let me ask you a quick question. You know, you see a lot of things in front of a store door says no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Yeah.
Is that law?
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
It is a law. It is a health department law. Yes, it is okay. A law.
Okay, then I will answer your question. If it says I must wear a mask, I will, because it's not a battle we're fighting for me, and I don't want to offend my brother.
Okay. You know what? I think that's a good response, Gary. I'm trying to decide how I'm going to respond, because the rebel in me is so sick and tired of this mask thing. You know, the rebel in me wants to rip that mask off, go into Kroger, and just dare anybody to say something to me. But that's my flesh, I think.
Yeah, well, that's not a good Christmas. I got one quick
question. No, it's probably not.
When Householder was resigned from Speaker of the House, I think it was Cup?
Yes.
The new speaker.
Yes.
And you said you would, if you find out anything, you'd let us know. Have you had a chance to find any more information out about him?
You know what? The answer is no. I initially began asking around when he became Speaker of the House, and everybody I asked said, you know, we don't know much about him. We don't know. We're just kind of waiting and seeing. And recently, I haven't really checked him out that deep. There's been so many things going on with COVID and all that, and I kind of dropped the ball on that, Gary. And I thank you for reminding me. I'm going to get back to that. I'd love to have him on the program. You know, I used to have Larry That'd Householder on. Larry Householder would call me and say, hey, Bob, can I come on your program? Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, he must not be doing nothing wrong because the news media would be on him. So he must be doing something right.
Who, Cup?
Yeah.
The new guy? Yeah, well, yeah. He hasn't been involved in any real controversy. So I don't know. I'll have to check him out, Gary. Thanks for the reminder.
All righty, sir.
God bless you.
You too, sir.
All right, bye-bye. Next up is Jason in Columbus. Jason, you've been very patient. Thank you. You're on the air. Welcome.
Well, thank you, sir. In response to your question, my approach is I respect the right of a business owner to put any rules that are reasonable. Even though it's very uncomfortable, even to the point where I know that there's some restaurants that might say, if you come into this restaurant, you have to wear a necktie or whatever. And neckties aren't all that comfortable to me, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If I want to eat there, I'm going to put on the necktie or else I'm going to shop somewhere else. And I think the same thing would apply to but now given the fact that Columbus, the primary supermarkets are, Giant Eagle and Kroger, and they both have the same policy. I guess we just kind of have to wear the mask and be gracious.
You know, Jason, I am surprised that you and Gary have, it's a very well-reasoned and I think biblical response. And I am pleasantly surprised, and I commend you for that.
Have a good day, sir.
All right. Thank you. Well, you as well. Seriously, I kind of expected, I'm not wearing no mask in there. A business does have a right, and he brought up a good point. I haven't seen one for years, but used to be there were restaurants you couldn't get in if you didn't have a tie, if you were a man. In fact, there was a, I don't know that it's still there. I think it's gone. But up in Detroit, there was a very, very famous restaurant, the Red Fox Inn, I think it was the Red Fox Inn. It was the last place Jimmy Hoffa was seen. And believe it or not, Joy and I were there about the same time that Jimmy Hoffa was. No, we didn't hide Jimmy Hoffa's body. We really didn't. But I think it was called the Red Fox Inn. It was a real classy place up in Detroit. We had no idea it was so classy. And we went in, and I had on a polo shirt. Well, they didn't require a tie, but they required a jacket. And we walked in, and there's a sign, men must wear jackets. And I said to the hostess, I said, we're from out of town. We're from Columbus, and we're just up here over the weekend, and I don't have a jacket. They had a whole closet full of jackets. She said, what size are you? And I told her, and she said, okay, you know, is this color okay? And they gave me a jacket. And so we had dinner at the Red Fox Inn, and I can't remember whether we ate before Hoffa disappeared or after. I think it was just before. But anyway, they had a jacket requirement, and they had every right to do that. So in order to maintain my Christian testimony, if Kroger's requires a mask, I will probably continue to wear it. But here's what's going to happen. I hope people are going to choose businesses who do not require masks. That's what's going to happen. Restaurants and establishments that drop the mask requirement. And as of today, There is no state or federal mandate for any business to require a mask. A salon, a barber shop, a grocery store, there is no federal or state mandate as of today. You don't have to require a mask. So it will be purely the decision of that business. And here's what I think is going to happen. People are going to look for the businesses where they don't have to wear a mask. If I got a choice between two restaurants, one requires a mask, one does not, I'm choosing the one that doesn't require a mask. And I think that's what's going to happen. And I think little by little, more and more businesses are going to say, if the science doesn't require it, we aren't either. But we'll see. It's going to be a time of real confusion and controversy, as has been the case through this whole COVID thing. All right. Hey, if you still want to weigh in on the whole mask thing, give me a call. Maybe you have a different idea, a different opinion. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Concerning the whole mask thing, folks, now listen. Listen. There is now no reason whatsoever for you to stay home this Sunday. It's time to go back to church. It is time to go back to church. And if your church has not opened up, and there are a few, there are a handful that haven't, it's time to open up again. Technology is wonderful, and I'm so grateful for the whole Zoom thing, and the streaming services. What a blessing that was when you couldn't get out and people were sick and so forth. Hey, listen, it's time to go back to church. It is time to open the doors wide open. It is time to gather together with other believers. I've said this so many times. There used to be a program on the radio, and it was on the radio for many, many years, and it was called the Blank Blank Radio Church. I'm not going to mention the name because the content of the program was really good. Okay? The content, the guy that was preaching and teaching, but it was the Blank Blank Radio Church, and it was nationwide. It was on hundreds of stations, and it was on for, 20, 25 years. And every time I heard the name, I thought, no. There is no such thing as a radio church. No such thing. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing as an internet church. There's no such thing as a virtual church. It doesn't exist. You can have virtual church services. You can have internet church services. You can stream church services, but there is no such thing as a virtual church, internet church, radio church. Doesn't exist. Why do I say that? Take a look at what the local church is supposed to do. According to the New Testament, what are the commands given to the local church? Almost none of the instructions and the commands given to the local church can be fulfilled virtually, online, streaming. You need to be together. And Scripture clearly says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. There is something about being with other believers. Joy and I had the privilege of being at Central Baptist Church for 3 Sundays in a row recently. We were there for 3 Sundays in a row. So we weren't at our home church in Westerville. And we were just thrilled, absolutely thrilled to be out and about ministering finally after the COVID. And we'd love to do that every single weekend. By the way, go to crosspower.net and schedule us for a Crosspower meeting. But I said all that to say this. We were back at our home church this past Sunday. We'd been gone 3 weeks. It was like coming home. Hey, how you doing? Over here, over there, over here. Here's our brother. Here's our sister. Hey, good to see you. How you doing? Hug, handshake. But it was wonderful to be back with our family. Now, by the way, just a program note, Joy and I will be at the Bridge Church in Lancaster the 23rd and the 30th of May. Not this coming Sunday, but the 23rd and 30th, we will be at the Bridge in Lancaster. What a great church, and they're in a brand new facility. New to them. They had been meeting in an old restaurant that had been converted. They did an excellent job of converting it. But now they have purchased a church building. God opened the door for them. And we'll be there May 23rd and 30th. And if you live in the Lancaster area, we'd love to see you. But anyway, with the CDC saying no masks, state of Ohio saying no masks, it's time to get back in church. Church attendance is still way, way down because many people just got out of the habit. Hey, roll out of bed on Sunday morning, put your fuzzy slippers on, and you don't have to brush your teeth, you don't have to get your clothes on, just keep your jammies on and sit on the couch and put your laptop in your lap and watch church. How convenient. And many people have gotten into the habit. It's easier. It's more convenient. You don't have to get out of the house. You don't have to worry about the weather. You don't have to get dressed. And people have just gotten out of the habit. But it's not the same. You need to be with believers. Believers need to see you. You need to be fellowshipping with other people. You need to be held accountable. You need to be encouraged. You need to be able to encourage other people. It is time to get out of your living room. It's time to get out of your bedroom. It is time to stop worshiping by yourself alone. Get with other people. Get with other believers and worship together and listen to the Word of God being preached. It's time. It's time. When we come back, a brand new survey on what kind of Bible people prefer. It's interesting. I'll share that with you when we come back.